You are watching a master.
Everyone, welcome to episode 6 of The Relentless Diaries. I'm your host, Zoe, and we're here with 2 new guests. If you guys want to introduce yourselves.
I will go first. My name is Diamond. I am from Brampton/Caledon. I am currently an architecture master's student.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, not working. so that's
Send
a little
money
bit
for funds for school
facts.
Bills.
I need that.
Support it's black a lot. Women.
It's a lot of money, guys. That's it.
That's it? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm Ray Hammond. I'm from Brampton as well. I'm a rap artist. And yeah, I don't know what else to say beyond that, really.
What do you like to do on the weekends?
I like to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And
that show is not funny. My sister loves it and I hate it.
It's not bad. I like it.
It's not
I don't
bad,
laugh.
Though.
Oh.
So,
I don't laugh at it at all.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's funny. I'll say The Office is still funny.
I love The Office.
Yeah, I watched that already like 4 times over. So.
Yeah, same.
Just pick random episodes.
Same. It's so good.
Yeah.
But, so episode 6, to start, I think we're going to really unpack, I hate that word, but like really deep dive into our teen years. First, a little backstory. We all went to high school together.
Yes,
you guys are 2 years older than me because you guys graduated in 2012.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys were 2 years older than me because I graduated in 2014.
Okay. Yep.
So, but anyway, still the same experience,
yes.
more or less. Mm-hmm. With our high school years. Before we start, one thing I'd want to say is the reason why I started this podcast, or what kind of drove me to start it, was when like the whole Black Lives Matter movement really took like charge when George Floyd was murdered. I was super vocal on social media. Like I was making a lot of posts, I was making a lot of videos, I was super vocal, and a lot of people were like, yo, Zoe, start a podcast. Like, you know what I mean? People want to hear you, you have a great voice, you know, Ray Tay Tay. So that's what really drove me to start this. And although we've had like our funny episodes, we've had our niggas ain't shit, we've had our, you know, guys come in and talk their shit, I don't want to lose focus of why I started this. And I want to make sure that the message never get lost, that Black lives matter forever and always, and always have and always will. So I really want to do this episode to kind of touch on our experiences as Black individuals in Canada and growing up, and especially at Mayfield, with the current events of what happened with Jacob Blake. Thank God he's still alive. In case anyone doesn't know, Jacob Blake was recently shot 7 times in the back by a police officer in Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. He did survive, which is amazing, but it was released today that he is now paralyzed from the waist down. So
I did not hear about that.
It was released today. He was paralyzed from the waist down. And one thing that's huge is now like the Raptors, like Norman Powell and Fred VanVleet, are like super vocal about like possibly boycotting the rest of the NBA season. I don't know the rest of the NBA season or
like,
you know,
game.
The next game, whatever that is. But, you know, I'm a huge Raptors fan, but this is bigger than sports. And I feel like with COVID-19 and like kind of getting back to normal and sports coming back, like the message is lost. You know what I mean?
And I mean, we're going to get into Mayfield, but I personally feel like when that debate was going on about whether we should bring the season back or not, I was always on the side that if we bring the season back, this was going to get lost. Because at the end of the day, basketball is too entertaining to like kind of care. You know?
Right. And Kyrie Irving said the same thing.
He did say the same thing.
Right.
And he's not playing right now.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I mean, this point kind of stands even harder now.
Yeah. You're right. I think when we brought sports back, even though, you know, we're kneeling every time the anthem plays and we have the Black Lives Matter quotes on the jerseys and, you know, Black Lives Matter on the buses.
It's kind of like Poppy Show, though.
It is.
Like, it is a little Poppy Show. Because, like, yes, we are bringing awareness and, yes, people are forced to see it because of the entertainment that they're providing. But at the end of the day, like politically, what is changing?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? The police are still not defunded. Black men are still getting shot as
this happened
2 days ago.
It's happened literally.
So, you know, I'm 100% supportive of if anyone or if any player decides to boycott, it is what it is at the end of the day, because this is a bigger issue. And I feel like, you know, my TL was flooded with like Black Lives Matter this, and now it's lost. Why? Because
basketball's
on. COVID-19 is, you know, a little bit slower now. The restaurants are open, you know what I mean? So people don't
patios on the road.
Exactly. So I feel like people don't care right now. But I want to remind people why I did this, and if you're listening and you're supporting, remember this is, what this is about. You know, I mean, I'm very pro-black. I am a black woman. I'm a feminist as well. So everyone don't, here. The message will never get lost on this podcast, in case you were wondering, mm-hmm. you know, oh, this podcast is so entertaining. It is entertaining, yes, and I have my moments, but this is an issue that I'll always shed light on.
Yeah.
So with that intro, our experience at Mayfield.
Yeah.
So for anyone who doesn't know, if you're listening and you're outside of the GTA, Mayfield Secondary School is, like, I think one of the oldest schools in the Greater Toronto area. Or
as
like,
old as, like, my dad.
Yeah, it's a really old school.
Yeah,
the school is located in Caledon, Ontario, which is north of Brampton.
Mm-hmm.
And Caledon, when we went to school, so between, like, 2000 and...
Eight or nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you guys started at 2010,
yeah.
It was a super like white area. Mm-hmm. Like majority of the students, majority of the people who lived in Caledon mm-hmm. were white at the time, and there was barely anything like there. Like we went to school in that. Like I remember. Yeah, I remember like driving. Like, or not driving, I remember being on the bus and just like sleeping and then like waking up to the smell of like cow shit
all the time
because we literally went to school in the middle of farmland. Like there was nothing there.
The closest thing was, you remember the pie shop?
Yeah, that pie shop was the closest thing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it the McDonald's on?
No, the pie shop.
Was, the McDonald's opened when I was in grade 11 or 12.
That was later.
Wait, that McDonald's wasn't always there?
No.
Wow, we were really suffering.
Yeah.
The kids now have everything.
No, but you know what else? You were like 2 years late. So when when we got there for grade 9, their cafeteria was actually really good.
It was lit.
It was actually
They had the best fries.
Lit.
Like the crunchy fries. One of those ones.
Yeah, because the year that I started, they went to go like healthy.
Yes.
And everything was just trash.
Why?
Yeah. So sorry about that.
You really suffered.
We went to a high school, like I said, it was majority white students. Yeah. I would say like 90, like what, maybe like... My graduating class was maybe like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
So maybe like how many people did Mayfield?
Okay, we'll say give them 90, but the rest of it was like minorities and like just split that up.
So I would say 90% of the school was white.
White.
Yeah.
And majority of the students who were either black or a person of color was in the arts program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Actually, so I was in boundaries.
Oh, you were in boundaries.
I was like the one black
You're like
person.
The 0.5%.
But no one knew I was in boundaries because like I hung out with
I thought
like,
you were in music.
No. I did all the music stuff and I did all the art stuff.
Right.
But I was just in boundaries because I had the electives.
You were in dance, right?
I was in dance.
So they ate all of our electives. She got lucky.
I got lucky could, like, and I could do anything. Want. So every time I was in like a different elective, people just thought I was in it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't like to tell people that because
I feel like the majority of black students who went to Mayfield were
art students.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you had to apply because you didn't live in Caledon. You lived out of the boundaries, which is more South Brampton.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what I would say is, so to start off, like, do you feel that going to high school with majority of white students or white friends has changed your perspective now that you've left high school? Because I feel like people underestimate how like important those 4 years of your life are to becoming who you are going to be as an adult for the rest of your life. I feel like high school is kind of like underrated. Like, oh, it's just 4 years. You're only a teenager,
Those are like defining
Yeah, but they're definitely defining years. Yeah. So for us being black people and graduating from a with graduating from the white school, like, how do you feel like that's changed you or shifted your views? Or because for me it's definitely have, but I want to kind of hear what you guys have to say.
Am I going first?
Yeah, you're going first.
Well, I went to Herb Campbell before I went to Mayfield, which is also another predominantly white elementary school.
Right, okay.
I was in Caledon.
Right.
So I was already surrounded by a lot of white people.
Mm-hmm.
And then growing up in Caledon, white people.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to Mayfield, more white people.
Right.
So, like, I was just so conditioned to just have, like, white people around me. So when I went to Mayfield, you know how you had, like, Kafrika, you had the black people and everything.
Right.
Like, we'll I was just so, that. Like, whoa, like, everyone's just together. You know what I mean? Like, I was so conditioned to be, like, have all the white people, be that token black person.
Right.
So it was just very weird for me to come to Mayfield and people were just secluded in, like, the black area. So I didn't even, like, gravitate towards it in the beginning. I was just very like, oh, like my best friend's white, like I have these other white friends, so I'm gonna like chill with them. Like maybe I'd talk to like some of the other black people, but I would never like go to lunch with them. Like starting grade 9, I was always with like of white people, like,
right,
all the time.
Right.
So yeah, that's how I started. So I mean, like, looking back at it now, I'm just like, oh my god, like, why was it like that? But it's because I was so used to being around black white people that I was just like, stay in my bubble, like,
right,
whatever. But
My experience was like the complete opposite. I was like, I used to live right beside, for anyone who lives in Brampton, I used to live right beside DeVille. I went to school predominantly Indians, black people. I didn't even know what Mayfield was, to be honest. My brethren, I mean, whatever. One of my friends hit me up and he's like, yo, you should apply for Mayfield. I was kind of interested in doing acting, but like, I didn't really take it that seriously. But he told me they had a swimming pool up there and he said it was basically like, basically described it to me like it was like an actual, like an actual high school you see in the movies. He described it like something like, it was crazy. I'm like, yo, what? I had to go. When I went for my audition, it definitely felt very different, and I really thought it was kind of going to be like that, because number one, when I went there, yeah, that's all I saw was white people, and the only black people I saw, which we learned later on, was the spot that you would find black people, which just sounds so fucked up when you say that, but whatever. The only people, black people I saw, were in the corner of the cafeteria, and it was only like two or three of them, right? But whatever, did my audition, he did his audition, he ironically didn't make it and I made it. And then yeah, when I went there, I would only be in cafeteria, I can't even say it. I shouldn't be saying that.
It's a table with black people.
Yeah. They used to call it, they used to call it Caprica.
Yeah. I don't know, which is crazy.
And we were so normalized by
it. And we were, and like, still, I feel like black people used to say it too. Like, black students, like, yeah, like, we're going to Caprica at lunchtime, which is fucking crazy.
Bad. Yeah. We'd all laugh about it. Be like, yeah, meet you at Caprica. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So bad.
It's funny because I was literally just about to say it. Like, it was like, it's still
in your head.
It's still in my head because I'm so used to just like everybody in the school, like, oh, Caprica. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Even
the
teachers.
Over in Caprica,
yeah,
Canadian,
the
whatever.
Teachers
yeah,
used to call it Caprica. That shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it's, they called it that because essentially the population of black people in Mayfield was so small that literally, if you wanted to find, anybody who was of our color, you could probably look at that table and find them.
Find
and
them.
If you couldn't, you could ask somebody at that table and they'll be able to like tell you exactly.
And no matter what grade you're in.
It was like one table, maybe like two or three extended. But it was in the corner right by the food, hilariously enough.
The microwaves right by the microwaves, by everything.
So. It was definitely an interesting experience. What I will say about Mayfield is that I personally feel like for every person of color who went to Mayfield, it was a pivotal experience. And I feel like we gained a perspective that, I think more of society like needs to gain just about the world, to be honest. It taught us covert racism.
Yes. Yes. That's huge.
Yeah.
So yeah, with my experience, kind of like what you said, Diamond, like I went to school outside of my boundaries. Okay. So I went to school like literally right across my house, elementary school. So kindergarten to five was like right next door. So I remember I was a dancer like most of my life. So I remember my grade five teacher wanted me to go to Earnscliff, which was near Bramley City Center, which was fairly far from where I live. Well, not far, maybe like a drive, like not in school range at all. But, you know, my mom was like, you know, you're a dancer. Like, you need to keep doing this stuff. You need to be an artsy, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, just go to this school. You know what? I think you have to audition back then, too, for that school. Yeah. So, whatever. Auditioned for, like, arts for that school. Got in. So, every day, my grandfather or mom or cousin would drive me, like, 10, 15 minutes.
You had to audition
minutes.
For Earnscliff?
I'm pretty sure we did.
No,
yeah.
No, you didn't.
You had to apply.
You had to apply for Earnscliff.
You had to apply, yeah, because there are only certain spots allowed for the arts program.
Okay.
So you had to apply. Yes, program. You're right. Not audition, but apply.
Okay.
So I remember I applied, and I got accepted to middle school there. And, yeah, I was in the arts program. And, like, Earnscliff was still a good amount of black people.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I was always that token black friend, even from middle school. Like, I had a lot of black friends.
Really?
But my core group in middle school, because of the arts, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the arts students were white.
Okay, okay, okay.
Especially for dance.
Yeah, especially for dance.
Yeah.
So a lot of the art students were white. So my core group of friends in middle school was white.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go now moving into high school, all of us were either going to Mayfield or Aquinas because, you know, there you were encouraged to continue the arts, So we were encouraged to either go to Aquinas, which is the Catholic art school, or Mayfield, the public art school.
Yeah.
So I remember I auditioned for both, got into both.
Okay.
chose Mayfield because why? All of my white friends were going to Mayfield. So yeah, exactly. You know, like, don't leave us. That kind of makes
sense. You need the black girl.
Yeah, exactly. So whatever. And I was, like I said, I was completely comfortable back then being like the token black friend. I had no problem. You know, my mom didn't really say anything bad about it. You know, they're like, this is a group of friends. I think they like so nice, mom, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, went to Mayfield. I personally didn't like my experience at Mayfield at all. The white girls were haters. The white guys were assholes. Complete dickheads. Mm-hmm.
And they weren't even cute.
They can never speak to me now. Okay. And it's like...
Tell them.
I think I just got to a point where I was so numb.
Yeah.
To, you know, being that token black friend and, like, looking over shit that people would say that is so problematic. Now think about it now. Mm-hmm. And it's like... I don't want to say Mayfield has, like, changed my perspective on, like, white people. That's a crazy statement. But I think...
I'll say it.
I mean...
Yeah. But I think what it did is I went from being that token black friend to I don't have... And, like, honestly, I don't have any white friends anymore.
So you're basically saying the same thing.
So I think it's... Yeah. Like, I don't want to say I'm traumatized, but no, it's like... Maybe it is trauma.
It is.
Yeah. Because, like, I feel like... Like, my friends were not bad friends, but I feel like there was points where I was always looked at, like, less than or, like, not completely equal or, like, things were said that were not okay, but I didn't care because I had friends. They were my friends. So... I think it was traumatizing to a certain extent. And I also think it, like, yeah, they're like I said, I don't have any white friends anymore.
I still do have white friends. I'm not going to say that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But would I say that, like, they completely understand, like, what we go through and stuff like that? Would I say this year was the easiest year for us as, like, friends to go through?
Right.
No. I've, like... There's not a lot of people in Mayfield that I even talk to anymore like that. So that's not even a thing. But just generally with white friends, like, going through the conversations of having them understand, like, what it's like for us to live life in this society the way it is, it's very, like, it's very frustrating. Mm-hmm. And I can't even imagine what black kids in Mayfield are going through now. I'd hope they're more aware now because of the amount of shit that Mayfield, like, even the teachers and shit like that have gotten through. So maybe they're more aware now. But when we were at Mayfield, guys, how many Black History Months did we have? Probably, like, maybe one or two.
And were they even...
That were, like, actually memorable?
Memorable.
Yeah.
Any?
But remember, well, you guys were obviously... When the principal did blackface... We had a principal.
It was a year after we technically left. Graduated.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, you guys both left. But yeah, there was a it was Mr. Klotz.
Yes.
I don't care, I'll say his name.
He's a waste.
Yeah. I'll say his name. It's public. You can Google it.
Yeah.
You can whatever.
Yeah, we'll look him
Mr.
up.
Mr. Klotz, he came to school as Mr. T. I'm pretty sure it was. He was Mr. T for Halloween. And this bitch ass son of a bitch came in, like, full
black face. Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, are you serious?
Fam, I was in York. I was in my lecture. I was in my lecture. And I saw that shit, and I was in tears. I couldn't stop laughing. Just because I could, like, it almost didn't even seem real. I'm like, there's no way my school is producing this kind of bullshit.
But, okay,
like,
but we let that slide with one of our peeps.
I didn't let it slide. I didn't even know he did that.
You had a friend who did blackface at
Mayfield? I don't want to say friend, but, like...
Oh,
he was someone in our grade.
Someone in our grade.
I'm pretty sure you know him. He did blackface, like, in grade 9 for Halloween.
And he won.
Oh, he won! Like, the contest.
Yeah.
Who was he? Like, who was he trying to be?
A black person.
I don't know.
No! You mean, like, like an everyday
one, I'm pretty sure he was trying to be a black person.
I don't know.
There was no costume.
I'm pretty sure there was, like, somebody trying to be. I'm just not sure what it was.
Maybe it was
it
was just... No.
Okay,
I didn't know. Black person.
All right. Well, either way.
But the thing is, I didn't even remember it until, like, years later, when I was like, "Oh, it's like, oh, we let that happen."
Yeah.
I only know because I spoke to him, like, at a party, like, years later, like, somewhere downtown here, and he was trying to convince me and another friend that racism in Canada doesn't exist anymore,
that's fun.
And that. Black people, he said that black people just need to get over it and hustle harder because we all have equal opportunity. This is a real thing, by the way. I'm not, like, trying to, it's not a script I made up. This is something that really, a real conversation that a white person said in here, like, in Toronto, telling us that this is how they view it. So, and this is not just, like, one person's perspective. Like, he's saying this, but I know it's, like, a whole body of people and that really think that way. And that's really the issue that I have. Because we were in school and I don't think we were like mature enough to understand that. Any of the stuff they were saying to us, all the black jokes and, ooh, your hair is so, let me touch it, and all that shit. Like, we didn't know what that meant or how they were viewing us or their parents. Like, you know,
it was honestly, right? That's another thing.
The problem was there were black students tap dancing for that shit. There were other black students loving it. Yeah, like, basically, like, you know, and they would say certain shit to you. It's like, yo, you're black too. Fuck out of here. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about?
But yo, you know how it goes, fam. They're accepted by the community.
I mean, turn
to Uncle Tom's,
that
and that's just what it is. Yeah, some of those same people now are corn dogs now. You know, so it's like whatever. Ray nephew's talking to me. I'm sorry.
Is there like a specific moment that you remember that were like, because I said there's a lot of times where I think we were so like used to it, but I have a moment which I'll speak on, but was there a moment where like you remember was like, yo, this is not this is not okay, or like that's kind of fucked up that you said that?
I have
go first.
I mean, mine involves a teacher.
Oh wow.
I don't even remember his name. I just know he looked like a naked mole rat. But anyways,
okay,
he was my physics teacher, and like I was not the best at physics, right? But I knew I had to take physics in order to
was it Hamlet
maybe
Hamlet.
Did he look like
he was science? Oh, I know what you're talking about, but it's not Hamlet. Or, yeah, I know what you're talking about though. Yes.
Bald and buck teeth.
And he had like buck teeth. White teacher.
And he teach science?
Physics. Yeah, I don't know his name, but I remember who you're talking about. I know
not Hallett you're talking about.
No, Hallett is the bigger one.
Bigger guy. He was decently built.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Go on. Go
so I had to take physics because obviously I wanted to pursue architecture and I needed physics.
Right.
But I was not very good at it. So I was doing the best that I could. But like he just like basically undermined me every time like I would get a bad mark. And then he like came up to me sideways and was like, hey, can we talk? He's like, what do you want to do? Like, why are you in this class? Like, you're not really doing well. I'm like, well, I just got a tutor. Like, I'm trying my best, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you should probably, like, think of something else to do with your life because this isn't working.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And then, like, I just went home and I was like, wow. So I was, like, super depressed and I kind of just, like, took that in. And I was like, okay, why am I even doing this class? Why am I being in school?
Right.
And my mom kind of realized, like, why are you, like, your vibes changed? And then I told her, and I told my tutor, and they were like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess my mom saw something that I didn't see at that point, because to me, I'm just kind of like, oh, this teacher thinks I'm horrible. Like, blah, blah, blah.
right.
Guess I gotta drop out. My mom's just like, did he say that to anybody else? Because I know you're not the only person doing bad in that class, blah, blah, blah. And she basically rang him a new one. And it was just like, F you. Like, you know, you're her teacher. Do what you need to do in order for her to, like, succeed in this class, blah, blah, blah. And he basically like was terrified from that moment. He was just kind of like, are you okay? Like, are you doing good? Like, are you fine? But I never forget that, because there was two other teachers who did the same thing to me, and they'd always be like, you shouldn't do what you're trying to do. Like, you should just give up. So that's why I'm running so hard to do this thing. Aww. So I can just pull up that paper and be like, hey, listen, you remember that time?
Yeah.
You're going to go to Mayfield?
I will literally go to Mayfield and be like, listen, you remember me? Like, I'm an architect now, so.
He's still going to be there? Yes.
I will find them.
Yeah.
Right, whatever. Thing, so that was one of my moments.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Okay. Do you have one?
I don't have any in particular. That teacher thing, I ran into that with, like, most of my teachers at Mayfield. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, almost, like, every class, like, math, physics as well, chemistry, no. But half of that's kind of like my fault, just because I was going through shit, so I wouldn't even show up for like a few of the classes. So I don't know if I have like a specific moment. It's just like one of those things where all of high school was a blur. I went through all kinds of different shit, and then when I look back at certain things, it just feels, you know what I mean? Like, you just look back and you're like, how the fuck did we like,
how do you survive?
Yeah, like how do we go through that? Like, certain, like, my math teacher in grade 11 would like make all kinds of like fucked up jokes, and I can't even remember half of them, but just kind of like, I would try to answer a question or even ask him a question on my once, and you could tell like he did not give a fuck about teaching me or like caring if I would pass or not, type shit. So just like, you know, I don't have a specific thing though, not off top. I'll let you go. I'm sure you're waiting to get this off.
I have two. So the first moment that I had was with friends. And I remember, like I said, these are my friends from, like, middle school. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, like, boys and, like, guys that we liked or, like, whatever, mm-hmm. people. And, like, those white girls, I may feel like they always had a fucking boyfriend.
Always.
Or they're always, there was always rotating or dating yeah. someone or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So, I remember my friend, we're talking about boys or whatever. I remember she looked at me and she was like, honestly, so you can get, like, any black guy you want. Hmm. And I was like,
that's such a
wow. weird thing to say. And in my head, I was like, oh God, that's a compliment. But then I was like, wait, any black guy I yeah. want? Yeah. Like, why can't I get any guy I want? Yeah. Like, why do I have to get a guy that's black? Because yeah. I'm black?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So exactly. that means that I'm not attractive enough to get any guy, but any black guy, because he's probably on my level, yeah. I can get.
Exactly.
This is in middle school or something?
No, this is in high school. Well, they're still my friends from middle school.
But this is high school?
This is in high school.
Do I know them?
Probably, if I said their name. Okay. Yeah. But I was just like, the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy yeah, that you're my friend and you said, like, we're not friends anymore.
So, yo, things like that, mm-hmm. like, I've gotten statements like that, but I've heard that so many different times of, like, I can't remember a specific moment.
You're so used to it at mm-hmm. that point.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Like, yeah.
Like, I even came with, like, a bunch of the white guys from my elementary school. We were super tight, like, super close. Like, I even dated some of them in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we got to Mayfield, who was I? I was just, they like, another black you. Person. They were just kind of like, you're not my type, because they had all the new white dancers and
right.
like, whatnot. And, like, it was literally traumatizing where they, like, literally look at me like I was dirt. And oh I'm like, God. Did you not just date me, like, literally 2 months ago before we entered this school.
Oh my God.
It's, yeah, it was weird. It was traumatizing, but I'm like, whatever, move on.
Yeah.
But.
And I feel like white, like the white boys at Mayfield would mm-hmm. always treat black girls like a check on the box, mm-hmm. which I had a girl message me who was also black, alumni, like a black girl who went to Mayfield. She wants to remain anonymous. That's just fine. I'll respect that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying, she was like, yeah, she was like, there was times where like, white guys would ask her to like do stuff, like, you know, hook up with them, whatever, because they've never been with a black girl, or they want that black belt, yeah. which is like the craziest statement, I think. Yeah. They wanted a black yeah. belt, or like, I remember there was this guy who, you know, like fucking Mayfield guys would always like, oh, you know, we're going like hockey prep, like fucking yep. fucked hard, whatever. They would go to like hockey prep, and yep. I remember one guy was like, we're at a party,
yeah.
and he was like, oh, he's like, you know, like we should just like go to the bathroom and like hook up. He's like, you know, I'm going to hockey prep, like I need to check off my black card. And I was like, are you fucking insane.
Oh my. So that's what
they're really coming to you with?
That's yes!
The bars are spitting to you?
Yes! Wow. Imagine, white men have no game!
Yo!
Because they want to know, they have no game.
Fucking
he said that to your face.
He said that to my face. He's going to hockey school, you know, he wants to, like, hook up with a black girl. He wants to, like, check, you know, like, get a black card. So. And I was like, imagine if I was, like, insecure and not raised properly. I probably would have been in the bathroom and did something.
Fucks.
But lucky, my family raised me properly, and yes. I told him to go fuck himself. But, imagine.
Hmm. And I'm sure it's happened.
It happened to the same girl who messaged me, and she was like, yeah, like they would, like, because she's a very beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, like they would like try to like talk to her, whatever, to like, you know, check off that black box and whatever. And they would like come to her with like Caribbean accents, even though like, you know, it was like nothing even relatable to where she was from. you know.
Some black, some from the Caribbean.
Yeah, exactly. Yo. So they would just come to her with like some stupid ass shit.
Actually, that would probably be like one of the most annoying things I would experience there. When they would find out that I'm Jamaican, mm-hmm. and they would like try to just like
do an accent. Patois.
Wait, the girls God. Or the guys?
Both, fam. It didn't fucking matter who. All yeah. even teachers, bro. Everybody. It'd just be like, yo, fam, just cut it out. Honestly, like, I don't want to hear you. Yo, wagwan! Like, yo, stop. I don't want to hear it. Like,
sometimes it'd just be a shit disturbing. I'd just be like, I was born here.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
I'm actually not. I'm not actually not Jamaican.
Yeah, no.
I'm Canadian. Full Nova Canadian. Scotia.
I just, what really bothered me about that school was that they took, like, certain issues
mm-hmm.
and treated those issues as they should have. Like, for example, the LGBTQ thing.
Mm-hmm.
They treated that
mm-hmm.
like very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
They made sure every year mm-hmm. there was a pride assembly for that.
Mm-hmm.
Every single year. And it was on schedule, on time. They were serious about it.
Right.
But when it came to Black History Month, fam, mm-hmm. I have to let people know about this, yo. I feel like in the 4 years that I was there, mm-hmm. we had two ones that I remember, and one of them only happened because one of my friends had to orchestrate that, and even when she orchestrated it, it happened a day after February. This happened in March. It wasn't Black History Month when this happened. Like, to me, that's just like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, how
you know that makes sense, because for LGBT, there's all races.
Right. Anyone of any color can be, exactly. you know, gay, lesbian, trans,
for black. They
but can't like see that. When you're black. You're black. Mm-hmm. No matter what you are, you are black.
Yeah.
So it's like, maybe we're not talking about them.
I think most people in Mayfield were like actually convinced that racism was like over.
Oh yeah,
for because sure. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
people would come up and be like, yeah, like oh my god, the school's so diverse. Like,
so diverse. There's like
no racism.
No racism.
There's 20 black kids all sitting at the same fucking table.
Yeah.
Everyone's so accepting. Yeah. Like, I love it here. Oh my god.
It's actually facts.
Like, what are you talking about? This is the furthest thing from diverse.
It's because they see it. Like, I guess they're just so used to seeing just pure white people. So when they see, a sprinkle of black people, they're like,
They thought racism in their eyes is like the deepest level, like we have to be segregated or mm-hmm. it's slavery. And because it wasn't that mm-hmm. and it wasn't segregation mm-hmm. and we could talk to each other in the same class, like racism mm-hmm. is dead. What are you talking about? That's right. Literally how they approached it, you know?
Right.
But, I mean, we weren't saying anything either, right? So it's not true. Even like we were just being like, this is wrong. Like, stop it. Like, we were just
we didn't know any better, though.
Exactly.
We
were like, but that's why they're like, they're thinking racism's dead.
I think there was one point, I think it was maybe like grade 11 or 12. So I was starting to like get my little like real attitude. I remember there was this fucking teacher and he was such a fucking dickhead. Another white teacher. Because like almost every teacher at Mayfield was white. Mm-hmm. I don't remember his name. Because I probably didn't
remember
care.
The subject?
I think he was like, he wasn't a substitute. You know, Mayfield, like, if teachers were off, mm-hmm. like, other teachers would, like, fill in. Yeah. So he was a permanent teacher, but he was covering my world history course.
Okay.
Right? And I remember he was going through the attendance, mm-hmm. and he was like, why do parents, like, name their kids such complicated names nowadays?
Oh, my God.
We're, like, the Jessicas, the Ashleys, the Amandas. Okay. And he was going through, like, he was doing attendance. He'd be like, oh, we got a good one here. Kelly. Like, and he'd be like, oh, well, how do you pronounce this one now? Who's this? And I'd be like, yo, fuck off! Fuck off!
Oh, no.
Fam, I didn't even... That's like...
Yeah, he's like, you know what my daughter's names are? Riley and Tyler.
That's a you problem.
Like, I don't give a fuck what your daughter's names are. Like, do the fucking attendance!
Tyler and Riley. Okay, that's good for you, fam. Go two gold stars for you.
Right? Like, are you insane?
No, I get it.
Fam.
Like, how are you disrespecting people's names? Like, some of those names are cultural, mm-hmm. or like, you know, it's none of your fucking business.
And they wouldn't survive a day in like a school that was outside of Mayfield, like in Brampton, because mm-hmm. a lot of the Indian names they probably would be like fumbling over
100%.
But even if it was a white name and it was complicated, they'd try hella hard to pronounce that.
Of course they exactly because they, you know, yeah, that's true. That is very true. But so, a lot of the names were just very simple. I mean, that school, like, it was like the normal that you would see on TV, but it was mm-hmm. the most abnormal shit that I've been in my entire life. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that school was a Twilight Zone. It was like the first school I went to, and you were listening down the names, and they felt like every name, Matthew Harris, Anthony Thomas.
James Smith.
Yeah,
it was like great. Like, in my middle school years, it was like the most cultural, diverse names. Teachers were having trouble getting through it, but at least they were trying to, you know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't the same. My name, like, Bear teachers fucked that up. There was no way they were getting my name right. Like, my name, Ray, is my artist name, but mm-hmm. Karay is how I say my full name.
Mm-hmm.
My Jamaican parents, so they put Carol and Ray together. Karay, right? They couldn't say it. It was Carrie, Curry, Corinne, Kari, Corey.
At least you didn't have, you didn't have a stripper name.
You had a stripper name?
I had a teacher tell me that, like, oh, it's like kind of like a stripper. There's a strip joint named Diamond. And I was like, that's nice.
So you didn't square up, right?
I feel like we were so young. And
I was
like we were so young and like I was young and pussy at one point. Like,
I was super.
What the fuck am I gonna say or do?
I just kind of laughed. I was like,
Like, I think my mechanism was like, to laugh.
Say word.
Yeah, I even told my mom about it like a few like months ago, and she was like, "And you didn't say anything?" I was like, "What was I gonna say?"
Yeah,
I would have super clapped back.
I know.
I would have super clapped back.
I've gotten that a lot actually, but
nah.
But from a teacher, that was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, stripper name, but you're going to Boston, so
I mean,
Boston for school.
Yeah.
For Harvard is Harvard in Boston?
Yeah. It is, but it's
is
not
it?
Harvard.
Yeah,
it is. It's literally right next to the school.
Shit.
But it's not Harvard.
No, it's not Harvard.
Oh.
I mean, no. could be if you guys want it to be, but it's
fine. I just think, and even like I think there, I remember there was a student, and his name was Adam. And he was in my grade.
Yeah.
And all the hockey dickheads mm-hmm. would call him, because he also played hockey.
Yeah.
They would call him Asian Adam. But he was the only fucking
Adam.
Why do
I feel like I know this?
So why are you calling him Asian Adam if he's the only Adam?
Because they're assholes.
Like, there's no, like...
Literally it.
Like, there's no, like, like, you know, you don't need to like differentiate.
Yeah, but yeah, they thought anyone. I think no they genuinely reason. Thought it was endearing. Like, I feel like they were like hey, we recognize your race.
Yeah,
like,
we recognize yeah. that, you know, the difference. Yeah. We recognize our,
yeah.
Can you imagine fuck. If we went up to them and be like, yo, white Jim, what's up? Like,
yeah, literally. Like, what? Or white Jess.
Yeah.
Blonde Jess.
Like, I mean, yo.
Big eyed Jess.
Let's flip it around for a second. If it was all black kids mm-hmm. and there was that one token white kid or whatever, you know there'd be black kids who would like refer to him as like a certain, like for example, like Luka Doncic recently scored like what, 43 points?
Oh yeah.
On
yeah,
the whatever,
yeah.
whatever, mm-hmm. right? And we saw the memes like going off. About like I sent there's like several of them of like just not making fun of Luka Doncic but kind of like playing on the fact that the Montrezl Harrell called guy. Him a pussy ass white boy and then he came back and dropped
who
like,
called him what?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Montrezl Harrell called him a pussy ass white boy like two yeah. games ago or a game ago.
What?
Yeah, and they had it on said like that camera. To him. Yeah. And then yeah, so the last game that we saw where he like literally fucking ethered them
in front of the Black Lives Matter logo.
Racism.
Yo, I violence. Saw someone
he shot in a nigga's face right on the Black Lives Matter.
Yo, I remember dying. Someone tweeted like, "Yo, what Luca's doing right now is anti-war."
It's like chill.
But he's just an amazing basketball
he's
player.
He's a really like, good basketball player.
That's it.
He's a really good
that's basketball it.
Player. Probably goes to the locker room and is like, sorry guys, I just, yeah. just had to do it.
I have to do it. Yeah, but I mean, like, what I do.
Nah, bare respect for Luka Doncic. He actually snapped. Like, no, he actually snapped. He's a real one still. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that, let's say a Luka Doncic type went to a Mayfield, but reverse Mayfield. It was mm-hmm. all black people and it was like a 1-2 white person. There's going to be black people that are going to be ignorant. And like, even though we know he's white, they're going to mm-hmm. be like, yo, white boy or mm-hmm. whatever, whatever, right. whatever, whatever. Yeah. So like, I'm not going to say that every white kid at Mayfield was inherently or just like prejudiced for no reason or like whatever, whatever. A lot of them are just ignorant and they didn't know any better. And mm-hmm. some of them grew out of that. Some of them know better now. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's others that I've had conversations with recently or in the past like couple years, way after high school, and they have not fucking changed a bit. So that kind of
really?
Says,
mm-hmm. yeah. That's so disappointing. They can never catch me on road.
I mean, yo.
I hope they do.
They can fucking never catch me on road. There's a lot of bitches at Mayfield who can never catch me on road ever yeah. again. Because literally, fuck you.
Saying you'd crush them on site.
No, I wouldn't fight. I mean, like, I don't fight anymore. Like, I don't.
Anymore.
Yeah. I've had my, like, fair share of, like, I also played rugby.
Yeah.
So I've had my fair share of, like, you know, like, Lord.
Altercation.
I want to fight, I want to tussle, you know? But, like. As, like, I became, like, a woman, like, I'm not fighting. Like, unless, like, a woman, like, or anyone puts hands on me first, like, I'm never going to swing on someone unless okay. it's, like, absolutely disrespectful.
And that's
like,
gross.
I'll you know what I mean? That. No, that's gross. But, yeah, there's a lot. No, there were just so many girls, especially white girls, who were fucking haters. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. just straight haters. And I don't know if it's just because they didn't like me or just because they were just complete bitches, but they could never speak to me.
Probably
ever.
Probably a mix of, like, both. I mean, yo, I know the dancers were, like, mean, man. I know the
yeah,
dancers
the dancers were, they were catty.
Yeah,
the dancers
sure.
were definitely catty.
Honestly,
I don't know how you guys did it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me.
I'm gonna be real, though. Like, the dancers were not, it's not even, like, a race thing. I think they were just genuinely mean. Like, I had, my best friend was in the dance program.
Right.
Oh, really? Are you okay?
Every time the ice.
All right. literally, like, there was a specific, like, I found, like, in our year specifically, I don't know if it was in your, but, like, for the dancers, there was, like, a cluster of certain, like, gangs. I
call them
gangs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. literally, like, it would be, like, the popular, mean dancers, and there'd be, like, the nice, quiet dancers.
Right, yeah.
There'd be
yeah.
the neutral dancers, and, like, my best friend was probably in, like, the quiet, neutral dancers.
Right.
And she'd, like, be, like, yo, why are they so, like, they'd even, like, get at her and other people. I'm just, like, what's wrong with these
yeah.
people?
Like, why are they so mean?
So mean.
Getting at you for what? Like, what were they even... I don't understand
just
the
being
dance
bitches,
rule, man. Like, yo, my head was just like...
They'd literally find the like littlest thing, being like, oh, why is she wearing that? Or like, why does she look like that? Or did you see her dance today? Like, it wasn't even that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
good.
Dancers were like, they'd criticize anything. Anything you did.
If you liked a boy, she's like, why do you even like him? And then they'll go behind your back and be like,
and
hey, what's up?
Hey, didn't we all rotate the same man for like 4 years?
I mean, yo, to be honest, I'm not going to communicate those stories. Yo,
like, damn.
I can go on all day about that kind of shit. I'm not going to. Jeez. But yeah, I feel you guys on that mm-hmm. shit. The dancers were definitely special.
Yeah. The dancers were terrible. And for anyone who doesn't know, like the dancers were like the students at Mayfield who specialized in dance. I was
yes.
one of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
but so I mean, like, a lot of them were real assholes.
Dancers, Then there drama was kids. Drama kids. Mm-hmm. I was a drama kid. I went in for acting, even though I do music now. Mm-hmm. I'm technically still doing both. I'm actor certified regardless. So anybody here who's looking for an actor, and you know, how that means. Anyway, what was I saying? And then there was the art kids. And then
like music visual
kids.
Arts.
Visual arts and yeah. the music kids. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the music kids, a lot of them were like black. That's mm-hmm. usually who I hung out with for the mm-hmm. most part, if not drama. And then the dancers were, yeah, a lot of white dancers. How much percentage would you say is like, were there black dancers in there?
What?
Barely.
Like 95%?
Of dancers black?
No, oh, white. Black. I thought you said white.
Yeah, no, I'm
no,
saying
no,
white.
No, no, mm-hmm. no. Black? Yeah, maybe like
5%. 5%,
if
right?
you're lucky.
Like I think I can like go through them in my head right now, yeah. at least in my graduating class.
There was a
there's probably in like our year? At least no, less than two hands for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Oh my god, that. Man. Yeah.
In our year, there was barely any.
In our barely. Year, we had like, yeah.
You can literally, you can, probably can on even, one hand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked.
Yeah.
And then even for drama, I can only think of like maybe in each class, there's probably two classes for each grade. Mm-hmm. And in each class, maybe like, three or four between the no five or six between the two
right
I'm thinking
I would say majority of the black people were in music or visual arts
yeah
visual arts really
yeah there was a few black people
or there. Maybe drama had
like a little bit
yeah
but it still wasn't a lot though like Mm-mm. it was still predominantly like white people
white.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like I don't want to make it sound like it's bad or anything like that but it was kind of like that's fucked when they didn't understand Mm-hmm. They didn't understand like where we came from or whatever, and it's not like they tried to either. Because like I said, we tried to do Black History Month, and they treated it like
foreign.
They came back doing blackface, yeah, so yeah, yeah. they treated like it didn't exist. Mm-hmm. And like I feel like now I'm seeing a lot of like students went to Mayfield who I may still follow or whatever, mm-hmm. like posting like black squares and like fists, and I'm like, yo, you were an asshole,
them. You were
dickhead,
one of them.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. And it's probably like all once again all Poppy show family.
Yep. Yeah,
it's like where were you throughout this whole time?
This literally,
whole
time,
you just want to show up for a square. All this shit was whining. You didn't give a fuck, and now you see everyone posting a black square. You post a black square. You post a little 1-2 posts of a black baby hugging a white baby, okay, and you think everything's all fine and dandy. Now you did your part in activism, like
a black baby holding a. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Sorry, very specific, but it was just like something that personally like pissed me off. Like you think posting that is like it's to me it's like the same thing as gentrification. It's like sweeping everything under a fucking rug. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
or do you guys remember the I see you?
Like, I see.
They would
you.
Be like, we see you. Like. I'd be like, what?
No, I never. Yo, no. What?
You didn't see that? Like, nah, people would just be tweeting and like posting, being like. I see you guys. I'm like, that's nice, but do you want to do something?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck.
I was so mad. I was like, that's nice.
And there was a point, like, even like the company I work for, like, they would, like, in their statements, like, yeah, like, we see you. I'm like, stop saying that. Like, we see
We've been
you.
Here.
We hear like, you. No. No,
no, no.
Please.
No,
we delete need you to do from yeah. the statement. Yeah. Please delete that from our public facing statements.
We need a lot more than hearing and seeing right now. We
right.
need
Take
you guys
action,
to do
man.
Something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That made me so mad. Like, I kept seeing it on Twitter. I was like, delete it.
Delete it.
People were retweeting it like, yeah, me too. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. And I think that like the reason why like this all like sparked like this episode and like this discussion is because I saw that tweet that you retweeted. And
the
tweet.
One?
Yeah. But the tweet was like, when did you start realize you weren't ugly, but you were just a person of color around too many white people? Okay. And you said. Clyde is so like, God,
he said, I hit this guy.
He's
I'm
like,
dying, trying to relate.
Yeah. So yeah, I was like, and that tweet, I was like, and you said like after high school, I thought about mm-hmm. it, and I was like, yeah, like I was so like insecure during high school, and it's not because I thought I was ugly. I was just that one black person who was around too many white people.
That's when I texturized my hair and damaged it.
Yeah,
may add, but I wanted it to be straight,
right?
Like the white people,
yeah,
and everything. I just wanted to blend in mm-hmm. and have straight hair.
Yeah,
and then my hair was just falling out, which is not great. And then I left. And then maybe 1 or 2 years later, I was like, fuck it. And I just cut everything off and I went natural in the best moment of my life.
Yeah.
And now I'm cute. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I was cute before, but now I'm just like thriving.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I feel like we all like probably were insecure to a degree because like, mm-hmm. once again, it was a very small population of us with a whole bunch of white people. I mm-hmm. personally felt like it was either white girls thought I was just like ugly, black monkey, big lips Jesus. Type shit. I've gotten just all like that, so it's not like I'm trying to
what people high school? School?
Yeah, like big lip monkey, all kinds of shit.
Too.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, fam. I've gotten that in high school. This is what I'm trying to tell you. For me, I don't have a defining moment that's like, yo, this was traumatizing for me. It was all a blur.
Yeah.
And grade 11 probably is the closest thing I can tell when my behavior changed, because I stopped going to classes. I stopped caring.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Howlett was my physics teacher. Oh, fuck God. That guy.
Oh. Mr. Howlett was a fucking asshole.
Yeah,
sorry. I had him for grade 11 biology.
I never had him.
He was terrible. Bro.
Yeah, my whole thing changed up. But yeah, I got comments like that. And the girls that did take interest in me, same kind of thing, black belt. You know, they just liked, oh, like, you know, we heard black guys have the Johnson.
You know, the what?
The big, you know.
The legs? The second,
yeah,
third leg?
That's another word for a dick. Yeah, you never know that?
I've never heard Johnson before.
Johnson?
Never
in my life. They heard I had that mandingo and they just wanted to, like, get a piece or some shit. That's what they think of most niggas, like. That happens today, by the way. Like, it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
I left high school, and it's like, you know, never like happens, same kind changed. Of shit that happens to this very day. So, it's kind of weird. You either feel really ugly, or you feel like you're just being used, like you're
a piece of meat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, no pun intended. Yeah.
I feel you. I would be. I get my lips. They would make fun of my lips in elementary school, and the same girls. Made fun of my lips.
Big fillers today.
Like
big fillers today. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Sarah.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
you're dropping going, up.
No, I'm just dropping.
Oh, dropping.
I don't know. I don't know who
you're doing this. We're getting live right now.
Just saying.
But like, okay. I'm just talking. But like, yeah. Now look
big
at
facts.
You.
Big facts.
We're
yeah.
Right? Going in every couple weeks to get that pump.
Yeah.
That half a syringe
that I have naturally.
That used to make fun of me for. Crazy how we got here. Oh my God, I love it.
Hi. How many times I'd post to be like natural?
Yeah, exactly. I remember I had someone. Wish. This was like recently, like when I used to work at another store. Like one of like their like global like makeup artists asked me like where I get my lips done.
Stop.
And I was like, are you fucking insane? He was like, where do you get your injections? Your lips look so good. It was a white man. A white man was like, where do you get your injections? They look so good. And I was like, I was literally came out my mom's vagina with them,
like
fresh out the womb with these lips. Man. He was like, oh my God, it's so lucky. And I was like, lucky?
Yeah.
Are the lips lucky or the skin color lucky? Facts. Which one? Which one's
they
lucky?
They only care about certain aspects.
Only aspects, but not the skin color, though.
Facts.
Don't want
I mean,
to be too black.
Now,
well, now they're over-tanning.
Right.
Some of them are over-tanning.
So, this is like,
that's a thing.
Wow.
As we sip our tea.
Did not know that. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. The black girls that, like, the ones that, like, kind of, like, I don't want to say idolize white people, but, like, really try to, like... Sorry, the Rainf is really talking to me. I kind of like put my thoughts together and they start disconnecting right before my eyes. But you know those black girls? You know those black girls that like...
I already know.
You know what I'm talking about.
I already know the person. It's like...
Before you left like high school? Yeah, like I never understood when I was in high school why they would pander to like white people like that. Like especially because I would notice that a lot of white girls would like... essentially want the same features that black girls actually like have.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I even thought that about like both of you guys, because both of you guys kind of like went through yeah you know what I mean. So like once it's very ironic that we look back today and it's like everything that we got made fun of,
it's what they wanted.
It's kind of like what they wanted, or more specifically you guys as girls.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go through the exact same experience as you guys. You guys probably got it worse.
I mean, yeah, being token, you take in a lot. I mean, I know looking back, I don't think, I guess in my case, for my closer people, I don't think they intentionally, maybe it's just like they're conditioned and like people around them kind of said certain things. But like in my life right now, like my closer white friends, I think this whole experience is kind of like, what's the right word? I need them to be more vocal.
Right.
In terms of like how... this whole movement is taking a hold on me and just black people in general. And I feel like a lot of them, not even just me, but for other white people who have black friends, I think a lot of them use that excuse of, hey, you're my black friend. Isn't that enough? Like, you know, like I care for you. I love you. I do things, you know, for you.
Isn't not enough.
It's not enough. Like, I need you to just, you know,
enforce.
Like, literally, there are white people who follow you. And, like, you need to understand that your voice means something. So, like, even you just saying, like, hey, don't be fucking racist. Like, just the bare minimum, people will see that and be like, oh, like, shit. Like, if she's saying that, maybe I should, like, think of it. And I don't think a lot of them think about that. That
right.
Their privilege does a lot. So that's kind of what I'm going right now.
I try to explain that, but to be honest, like, at this point, if you don't get it, like, I don't know what to fucking tell you, bro.
It's exhausting.
To be honest. Mm-hmm. It's more than exhausting, fam. It's, like, draining at this point. Like, it's more than draining, fam. It's like, it's actually, like, depressing. Like, my day can start off wrong. Like, I didn't know about the Jacob Blake thing until the other day. And when I watched the video for the first time, like, I had to turn my phone off.
I couldn't even finish it.
I watched it like kind of by accident. I think Cardi B posted it.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
And then I was like, "Oh, what's his?" I was like, "Ah, fuck, fuck!" Like literally, like it was not even to laugh, but like I was genuinely like, "What is this video?"
Yeah,
like,
and then there was
no offense to Cardi B, but like, bitch,
yeah.
No trigger warning. No, this is a violent video. Yeah. No, this is a true story. I was like, "Ah, yeah!" Yeah. I was like, whoa. Like, is he getting shot? Like, is this a real video? Is this a movie? Like, what is happening? And then it turned out it was a real thing.
I just saw the title and I knew someone was gonna get shot. I didn't finish it, and then literally a few hours later, my mom comes running to me. She's like, "Did you see this video?" I'm like, "What video?" Looking at it, I'm like, no. And it just pop out. I'm like, "Mom."
Yeah.
It's just
seven fucking times.
Like, for what reason?
Seven.
Like, if you can't understand at this point, Wagwan, like, if you're still that person who is trying to, like, make excuses or come with, I don't even know, whatever. Like,
they always bring up the, what did he do in the past?
Yeah, that kind of shit.
Or why can't they just take their arrest? Why do they have to restrict? What?
Like, fam, shut the fuck up.
I can, like, show you a bunch of videos of white people. There's bare videos
of white people resisting, going crazy, all even attacking the cop, and the cop runs away, like, or he just, like, calm down and just eventually, you know what I mean, restrains them. This guy was trying to walk away. They could have fucking caught up to him and knocked him down and took him down. Instead, they followed him with the gun behind him.
And then grabbed him.
But my thing is, yo, guns are literally, like, they're deathly weapons. Dude, they could have tased him. Like, your gun's not carry, like, the guns. Do cops not carry tasers or, you know, pepper spray him? If he was really, like, restraining, which from the video what I watched, it didn't look like he was really restraining. But at the end of the day, why the fuck are you shooting him?
That should be your last resort. I feel like it's always their first resort. They're just like,
fuck America for a second. I'll even here in Toronto, Brampton, fam. DeAndre Campbell had something happen to him. When was this? Like in April?
Early.
And he was shot down in April in his own crib, and ISU has still said nothing about it.
Right.
They're saying, the officer doesn't want to, is give refusing to comply. Like, what the fuck? So what are you here for, ISU?
Right.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Why can't you just, what do you mean? Oh, so we can't do anything. He doesn't want to talk. Okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's these kind of things that just make me feel like, okay, well, if something bad happens to me or someone in my family, how can I trust that you guys are going to take care of the issue properly? Or how can I trust I'm going to call 911? Exactly. And so it's like, I have not much more to say on that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done with the whole, like, with the Poppy Show, fam. I went to the marches, you know what I mean? The marches led to nothing. You know what I mean? When I went to that march for DeAndre Campbell, the mayor stood up and said, "We're gonna put pressure on the ISU and demand that they make sure the officer speaks." And this was in, like, what, June? This was
early June.
Yeah. And we're here now, and I'm hearing fucking nothing. And all that we have for about DeAndre Campbell is a mural. You know what I mean? So, rest in peace to that guy, and condolences to his family. And yeah, I just think it's fucked up. No, really, I honestly believe it's fucked up that, like, we're not seeing anything.
And there's the same people who would be like, "It's worse in America," or "It's worse in Canada."
You know, it's, like, not that bad.
Canada, we're fine. Like, we're better, diverse. We care more about black people, but Canadians are two-faced and quiet about the racism.
Covert.
Exactly.
And that's why I feel like we had a special, like, experience there, because I feel like we got insight as to what that looked like before we got into, like, the real world and had to, like, experience it. You know,
it's true. Yeah, we definitely dealt with covert racism. Daily.
Still do.
Yeah, still do, but still I feel do. Like because we were so young,
we didn't understand it.
We didn't understand it. And now I think I have so many, like, younger cousins who are, like, entering that stage of, like, middle school, like high school, and they think, like, "Oh, where am I going to send my kid?" And I'm like,
nowhere.
I mean, I'm like, it's hard to think, but it's like, honestly, because, like, my friend's like, "Oh, how was Mayfield?" And I was like, honestly, it was not good. Like, if I'm being, like, you know, like, I got into a good university after, okay, like, you know, like, academically, okay, it was a good school, but, like, socially, as a, I don't know how it is anymore.
Yeah.
I've been graduated for six years now. Yeah. Oh, you took your sister out?
Yeah, my sister graduated this year, but when she first went to grade 9 at Mayfield, trauma.
What? For the same like reasons? Like
yeah, because these guys. I don't even know if she wants me to talk about it. But anyways, there was some racist like situation. These guys were like saying the N-word and like whatnot.
Yo, and let me find out.
Yeah, and there was like videos, and we screen recorded the videos, and then like brought them to like the principal and stuff, and they barely did anything, and it was just like a
who's
whole
the principal
ordeal.
There? Who was principal? At
I
the
don't
time?
Even remember. I'll definitely look into it, but
yeah,
it was a shit show. And my mom was like, I've had enough of the school. Like, I should have even brought my daughter here because my first daughter was there and it was trash. Right. So we took her out. Like, she hated it because obviously all her friends were there. And I told, uh-huh. I looked her dead in the eye. I was like, listen, like, these friends that you think are your friends.
They're not coming out. They're not coming out the mud with you. Well, not the mud, but they're not coming out.
No,
coming out the mud.
Because where were they when all this relationship was happening? Like, did they say anything? Like, well, no.
And that's the story of Mayfield, essentially. People will say outlandish shit to you and no one's going to, like, stand up or whatever. Like, I can't tell you the amount of times that, like, some white people in my school, in my, not my direct classes or whatever, but just classmates or whatever would say the N-word or be like, oh, you guys say the N-word all the time. Like, yeah, why can't we say it? You guys are saying it in your songs. Like, whatever. What are you going to do if I say it?
Yo, there was one white kid, which you guys are probably, if you really think about it, you'll know who he is, who used to say the N-word in my grade quite a lot because he had black friends.
Are you thinking... Wait.
You're probably thinking of the same white guy. But this specific white male who went to Mayfield was a white male who was really, you know, props with the blacks.
And tell me you're not
talking about it. I think it's too weird thinking about.
He used to say the N-word. I don't know if he still does. Even like after high school, I've like caught him saying it. I'm like, bro, like I will. We're not in Mayfield no more, eh? Like, you guys better check your boy because he be dropping that word still. See, and that's crazy.
Yo.
Okay. And I know he's said it a few times. I've heard him say it, like, bro, did he just say the...
I'm asking this off air still.
Yeah, he definitely... And that's another thing where it's like, yo, like, you guys leave high school and you still... It's still not clicking. Yeah. It's still not clicking. Your problematic ass ways is still not clicking.
Well, that's just because, once again, people in Canada think it's not really real. It's not as, like... It's not as... And to be honest, I'd rather it be, like, in your face. Like, I'd rather you just tell me straight up. Like, I don't like you.
Because you're black.
You know, I'd rather you just tell me that. Because, you know what I mean? It's better than smiling in my face. Hey, whatever. And then, like, behind back, like, don't give him that promotion. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck. No. Don't let him inside a recruit.
And one problem with Mayfield was it wasn't just only white students. It was white privileged students. Like, these were white kids who came from fucking money. Like, these kids would come to school in their Audis, in their Benzes, with their Starbucks late BMWs. For class.
Yeah,
with, you know, their Aviator. With how the fuck are you in school with no bag? I was always surprised that the rich white girls would come to school first period with Starbucks and no fucking backpack.
Or their little purse.
And no one fucking say anything. And I'd be there with a whole JanSport.
Yeah.
Or side bag.
Yeah.
And this bitch would just come in and just stare at the teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is she passing? Yeah. Is she passing? Let me know right fucking now if she's passing. Because she isn't about to flirt.
That shit. Literally. That shit is so funny.
Many times where I'd be like trying to, like, I'm like, should I like be friends with her for this? Like, money. Like, I'm trying to get Starbucks in the morning.
Literally.
Like, I didn't realize how much money, like, white kids really had until I took in how much money it was to, like, go through, like, a hockey season or buy hockey equipment. Yep. And, like, these kids would, like, be able to do hockey.
And it was nothing to them.
Every year, like, it was nothing or to them. Nothing. And do golf in the summertime. Like, yo, am I lying? No, like, that's money.
Or the white girls who used to be like, yeah, I'm competitive dancing at this studio and I have 21 solos, 6 groups. And I'm like, that's bro, you know expensive.
Yeah, like, expensive.
Like, when you, but in dance, like, you get charged. Like, you'd pay for costumes. You have to pay for competition fees, you have to pay for travel fees, you have to pay for the teacher to teach you, you have to pay per class, per act. So, like, I have like 7 solos and like 6 duets, and then like ridiculous. 4 large groups and 2 jazz groups. And I'm like, bitch,
how
crazy!
I have 1 large group at my studio right now, maybe a solo.
And it's donate. Like,
what studio did you go to?
I went to theater. Dance arts, like, way before, and they closed down. Then I went to Dance Pack, which is in Mississauga.
Yeah,
and then I stopped going to Dance Pack like early high school because I was just like, my mom was like, "Yo, like, this is too much, a lot." You know what I mean? Oh, like, you're gonna go to Dance in Mississauga, then you're gonna go to
school,
school in Caledon, and then Mayfield wasn't really cheap. And then my mom had to pay for private busing. Because I was outside.
Oh, you're in the private bus shit.
Yes. Yeah. I was outside of the fucking.
I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, I was outside of the boundaries. My mom had to pay like a good amount of money for private. It wasn't cheap for private busing.
Yeah, I didn't get that shit.
Yeah. So it was like, my mom was like, you know, she was a single mom. Not that we ever like struggled, but she was like, you know, like, you're dancing already in school. Like, and at this point, like, I don't
I know dance is expensive. My sister did that shit and she couldn't even afford to do the competitive shit because it's just.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I used to dance too. I'm like, no.
It's a lot of money. The private bus is a lot of money too. Listen, when we were at Mayfield, there was no, like, if you go to Mayfield now, you'll see the whole plaza, you'll see Walmart, buses come up there regularly and shit. When we went there, it was barren, there was nothing. Listen,
nothing.
They brought the Brampton Transit buses up for maybe for 3 o'clock they would go, and then there was one late 15 that would come at like 3:05, I think, or 3:10. Yeah. If you missed that shit, bro,
you're straight.
Good luck. I can't even tell you how much times I had to walk, like an hour long walk from home after football practice or after whatever. No one's coming.
They're not coming up there, and they don't give a fuck. Like, oh, you missed the Brampton bus that comes for your school? That's unfortunate. You can't call you're fucked.
I had the school bus, like the late school bus, since I was in the boundaries.
You guys are so lucky. So I tried to tell my mom, yo, can I get this? And she looked the price of that and laughed.
It was expensive.
It was expensive. I only got it because, like, I had sports teams, so mom was like, fine, I'll get it for you. And
I
was
didn't work for me.
I didn't even have the late busing, so I had the private busing. But if I did, like, because, like, I played rugby, flag football, and volleyball for a bit. If I ever wanted to stay late, like, I'm gonna have to come get me because she's like, I'm not paying for private busing plus the late busing, like, you're fucked.
Mom did like, the private busing only for a bit because I did track, so that was the only time she did it for me, and that was it.
Oh, private bus, it's two different things. So, wait, you guys got a private bus like right after school was finished, like, you couldn't catch a bus to go to your house?
So it would be like private busing, it would pick you up like literally like right in front of your house or a stop really close to your house,
right at it for me,
and then it would drop you, it would like pick up other students who paid for it in your area.
That makes sense. There was a whole bunch of yellow buses,
it would drop you to Mayfield for school, and then it'd pick you up again right when Mayfield ended, and you'd get on your designated bus. And you know your driver, and you'd get on, it'll drop you at the same spot, like right either right every in front time. Of your house or like a stop like two steps away from your house.
Because even I remember when I had track, they would literally pull up to my house.
And like right in front of your house. And like if you weren't out there, you would get left. And you're paying for it, eh? They would leave your ass.
Actually, mine was actually kind of nice. He would wait he'd give me a leniency, like 3 minutes, but I was, you know, like black time sometimes. And
I would hear it and I'd be like,
sir, wait.
Literally.
I was just catching
my breath. You're not supposed to fucking bus!
And I was like, guess you're staying home.
That's probably a plus side for me then, because I had to like pay a bus ticket every single time. Me and my brethren used to like split the bus tickets in half.
So did every kid in Brampton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever, fam. We had to do what we had to do to make it work. You get me?
You just hold the top part and just like hold it like that.
No, we literally took like there were tickets at the time, and we would literally like split them at the seam or whatever, so like in the front it would still look like a bus ticket in the front, and when you put it in it would still register.
So we would buy
like a pack of 10, and then we'd both like split the pack of 10, it would turn to a pack of 20 for each of us.
Oh my god,
yeah,
wow, innovative.
I wasn't spoiled, but I was spoiled. I was like, you're not taking public transit, I'll pay for busing, but you can't dance no more. Well, I mean, like, not can't dance, but I was like, do you really want, as much, I guess at that point I was kind of like over dance, because like I feel like also Mayfield turned me off of dance. It's like, bro, I'm here with all these fucking privileged ass bitches who can afford to do XYZ for everything, and I don't even care. So that's why I started getting into like more like sports. But I mean, everything happens for a reason, so.
Do you dance now at all?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, I stay fit, but I go like, I do like yoga and like.
Okay.
Like spin. I do like yoga, spin. I've been like a few like random classes, like, you know, like hotties in heels or whatever.
Oh shit. I'm not
consistently like dancing.
You're dancing though?
But I feel like I said those, but I just got super turned off of it. I was like, man, like, fuck these bitches, and they want to criticize my pointed toes and my fucking pirouettes. Like, ah, fuck you. I don't care, bro.
Did they even have like hip hop classes or anything like that for like?
No.
Didn't they do one?
We had like hip hop like workshops.
Yes, that's it.
Where like a choreographer would come in and do like hip hop, like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like real shit. You know what I mean?
I feel like they would have attracted a lot more people if they had like an actual like. Hip hop thing going, like they focus a lot on, not to say that ballet. Jazz and ballet classics. And you know all the classics weren't bad, but fam, like I don't know. You could just clearly tell, like, anything Black culture was an afterthought. You know what I mean?
100%.
And, like,
100%.
Yep. Firstly, because there was no one really there to represent the Black culture to, like, actually take that step forward and, like, teach the kids. But mm-hmm. also, like, I just feel like they didn't really care that much. And at that time, I mean, hip-hop was technically becoming, like, the number one, like, it was becoming pop culture at the time, but yeah. it wasn't as predominant as it is today.
That's true.
So,
that's very true.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hopefully it's better for kids now. Mayfield, I'm praying for you guys. So I don't know.
I really don't know.
I mean,
but my kid's not going there.
I don't know, man. Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know if I, like, if I had kids or, like, even my little cousins, like, I don't know if I'd want them to, because I feel like kids now are a little more ruthless because they have access to the internet.
Internet? Yes, oh,
so they
my
know
God.
What the fuck's going on.
Yep. That shit would be
got
crazy.
No filter.
If we had Twitter in high school,
we did. We did. I got Twitter in grade.
But it was
11?
Like, yeah, but that, oh, you got Twitter in grade, in your grade 11.
I was in grade 11.
You were grade 11? Yeah. Okay.
I got it in 2014.
I got it when I was in grade 11, too. But in grade, like, around that time, like, Twitter was reckless. But, like, the kids in our school, like, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of kids in my school that, like, made Twitter, like, that were ruthless on Twitter like that. There was only one man I knew who was, like, hilariously, like, hilarious on Twitter. And, like, he just, like, had no filter.
We went to Mayfield.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't white, though. And he doesn't have Twitter anymore. He doesn't have Twitter anymore.
Probably
because
<what? laughs>
nightmare.
Family member caught his shit, and he had to delete.
Oh,
that
ass.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
You know what I'm talking about. Well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about afterwards. But yeah, you know
tell
him
me
still.
Off air.
Everything
off air.
Everything off air.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would have been a different time. Still, I do believe though, like, as fucked as it is, all the Black alumni that came from Mayfield, like, we have a different perspective on things. Like, I feel like it really did help us.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as it may have traumatized or, you know, fucked us a little bit, like, there's a lot of alumni that I can name, like, off top. Brandon Gomez, Raheem, for the first two, just off top. You know what I mean? Shireen as well.
Brandon Gomez, supposed to be 24?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from fucking Mayfield?
Drama student, baby.
Yeah.
Drama
like
student,
two,
baby.
He was 2 years before us.
Drama, yeah, he was a 92.
You didn't
drama,
know that?
Baby. You didn't know that? Yeah, we're among greatness.
Yes!
Yes!
2 years before
Brandon Gomez, fam.
2 years before you guys.
Yes.
Oh, so I definitely wouldn't
you
have known
you weren't around
all.
At that
no.
time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because like, there's no way we went to school at the same time.
Yeah.
I would have remembered him for sure.
Yeah. No. He was
the same year as my cousin, so like,
yeah.
2 years before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Shireen right? Taylor as well.
Yeah, I heard Shireen's doing big things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like,
and Raheem. I don't think Raheem could have made it, but I wish he could have. But
he would have been. I feel like he would have made a lot of edits if he came. Like, you guys, no filter.
Yeah.
But but yeah, there's a lot of people who are doing good things, mm-hmm. like out of Mayfield for the Black alumni, and I don't know. I guess pressure makes diamonds. So
mm-hmm.
as much as I wouldn't want to put someone through that, mm-hmm. I feel like it teaches you about like life, even though you're like you feel like you're in. The Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm.
You realize it's not really Twilight Zone.
I mean, we didn't even know we were in Twilight Zone until, like, we got out of it.
Yeah, high school just feels... Yeah, like I remember certain parts, but a part of it's like, yo, this was just one big-ass racist blur.
Like, it's funny, because I remember, like... It's bad. I remember, like, girls would be like, oh, my God, I loved high school, and I just, like, look at them being like, why? Yeah.
Literally,
like,
why? Yeah.
There was no reason. Like, yeah. I remember specifically, like... start of grade 11 mm-hmm. where people would literally come to me like, are you okay? Like, I just look super depressed, sweats every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I just look depressed. I'm like, I'm just trying to get through it, man. Like,
yeah,
don't even want to be here. No care in the world.
And like other friends that like a lot of my friends that I it's funny because when I was going to middle school, I had a lot of friends that were growing up in my ends, and most of them were either going to HB or they're going to DY. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't trying to go to HB because when I was in middle school, someone got shot and died at HB, and it kind of traumatized me. And I'm like, I'm not really trying to go to HB to go through any of that bullshit.
HB is Harold Brathwaite.
Harold Brathwaite, right? Yeah. Okay.
The other one near Trinity Commons?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was trying to gun for a DY if I didn't get into Mayfield, mm-hmm. and then luckily Mayfield just fell into my hand. But like people telling me their high school experiences afterwards, this is when I really knew that like we went through completely different things. Because I tell them my experiences at Mayfield.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about other Black people?
Other Black people, yeah. Right. That went to different high schools, like Campion or like DY or whatever.
Yeah.
And when I talk about what we went through, it's like alien shit to them. You know what I mean? Or when they're telling me about like how their school experience was, like for mm-hmm. example, like for them walking to like the convenience store or getting lunch at a regular place was like regular for them. Mm-hmm. And like we never experienced that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You'd have to have a car to get the luxury of the food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
which was crazy.
Yeah.
You'd have to drive like a good like pretty far.
Pretty far, man.
Before that McDonald's opened up like across the street, mm-hmm. you'd have to drive
It'll be your whole break.
Like, not at least 10 minutes.
Yeah.
To get to, like, a McDonald's or a Wendy's or something.
And then hopefully, like, the line wasn't bust up.
Yeah.
Everyone would be leaving.
And then you, it was pretty, it was quite the time.
Yeah, and then all the privileged white kids just did drugs because they were bored.
A lot of it too.
Like drugs. Like, bro, that is crazy.
Shrooms, acid, all kinds of shit. Hair drug bust.
Yeah. And I never did drugs. Me neither. Like, even to this day, I don't do drugs like that. But it's I
cannot say the same.
But it's like, back then I was just like, whoa, like, you guys are really just out here
doing it.
Yeah, in high school they were like
acid, coke, ketamine. Yeah, was a big one. Those white boys would always like chew the fucking
chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco.
Oh, yeah. I remember
they would fucking chew.
What's his name?
How?
Mike Pike.
Mike Pike.
Am I saying
that
names?
Dickhead, yeah. Mike Pike. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was in my drama class.
Oh my god.
You would just be like,
thought we weren't name dropping.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know him.
They would literally carry their cups like in class and like,
how the fuck was that allowed?
I don't know.
It's basically the equivalent of me bringing a blunt into class and smoking it. It's the same shit. It's a drug.
I really don't know.
They would teach you in class, like,
not to do
chewing
that shit.
Chewing tobacco is literally a drug.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they would have those boys in fucking biology in the back of that.
Yeah, literally. All
spitting
the time.
Into their fucking cups.
Yeah.
You know, me and my naive ass, I was always like, why are they spitting in a cup?
It's disgusting. Doing?
Until someone told me like it was chewing tobacco. I was like,
and they would like cut the inside of their lip.
Yes.
So it like soaked in.
Oh god.
So I get them high faster or like whatever it did, and they would like just like be like chewing it.
It was disgusting. There's a lot of them who did that.
I don't understand what chewing tobacco that like just.
I think it's more. I think it's a nicotine, like, right? It's a nicotine, and it's like a stimulant.
Yeah.
Like, it's a head rush. Yeah.
Just smoke a spliff of grabber in it, bro.
Yeah.
What?
Like, so gross.
That is.
And it messes up your teeth and your gums, and you just.
Bro, it's just nasty still.
Nasty. They all look like they're dirty, and they're just. All those boys look like they were dirty. I just remember them all looking dirty.
Trauma.
Gross. Trauma. And yeah, I mean, there were just certain black students who used to just be all for the white boy shit. You're not white, bro.
Facts. But I mean,
and even like I remember like there were some times where I graduated high school and I would like creep certain black students just to see, and they would just still be that only that. Black friend, and I'm like, you have not
changed.
Gotten out, get out.
Shout out to Jordan Peele.
You have not been released from your trauma. You are stuck in the sunken place. I need you to grab my hand. I need you to grab my hand and let me pull you back to safety.
I know some people are still in it.
Because I know in them eyes you are scared.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely people that are still in it. Yeah. Like, to this
I don't care what anyone says.
Way.
You need friends that are in
look
your
like
race
you?
Or built like you or culturally like you, something like that.
Yeah,
you'd be
of course.
Lost in the fucking sauce.
Yeah, you gotta,
confused as shit.
You gotta know where you come from and like what your culture is and shit like that. That is just a given, you know? Period. Yeah. So yeah, like I feel like I'm so happy that like when I left high school, like the people in the ends that I was still growing up with, they were still there. Mm-hmm. And I kinda was able to like essentially take that reality, what Mayfield was, and understand that, and then understand like really like what I feel like I was supposed to, you know, be doing and shit like that, and here I am today. So
yeah,
it is what it is, my friend.
Yeah, I didn't realize my full blackness until I left, to be honest. I think I was still lost in, I wouldn't say fully lost in the sauce, but I think I was like, you know, like
I thought I knew my blackness. I feel like I was Poppy Show before, and then like I left and I understood for real like
I don't think I was Poppy Show, but I think I was just like, said I was pussy. Like, I just didn't. I just took it. I didn't want to say anything because I had
Cause
friends
drama.
And I thought they were like my
Fam,
friends forever.
In my eyes,
and
that counts as Poppy Show.
Does it though? Really? I don't think so.
I don't say it as a negative way. I just feel like.
There's some girls I can name who are definitely Poppy Show. Yeah. Like, bitch, fuck you.
Okay, well, we're going to compare it to certain people. Like, we weren't in the Poppy Show category. Yeah. But in the grand scheme of things, we were either too afraid or we just didn't even know what was going on and we just wanted to fit in, which is completely normal in high school to want to. Oh, shit. Okay.
You know, my mic dropped.
Mic just dropping off. So, like, you know.
I don't know. I felt like a lot of it, too. Like, I just felt like I didn't know where I was, like, supposed to be. Like,
right.
I just felt like the white girls were like, you know, like, oh, it's here's our black friend, and then the black people were kind of like, you're a little white.
And I was like, I got that too though.
So I didn't really know. I'm like, hey, no, okay.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I was always that floater. Like, I didn't stay at one table. I was just kind of like, whatever.
Or like, you're whitewashed or whatever.
Yes.
What
all
I
the
didn't
time.
Like was hearing like, especially like like black people, like the niggas talking, mm-hmm. like, and I would page mans, and there's no one that can tell me I wouldn't, and I'm not gonna name drop no one, so it's okay. But there was some brothers mm-hmm. who would actively like disrespect or get at women who mm-hmm. were like of a darker shade, like black women of a darker mm-hmm. shade, pretty much, you know what I mean? So like if they'd only want to like talk to the white girls, they only thought the white girls were sweet, but mm-hmm. if they were going to talk to black girls, mm-hmm. they had to be like my complexion under here, I'm fine over here. Yeah, yeah. or higher or whatever, and I didn't like that shit. I thought that was like weird ass,
you know,
behavior.
One thing I really remember from high school, I remember when you guys saw my mom for the first time, because my mom has always been like known as that MILF. I don't even remember what my mom looks like.
I have an idea. Guys, yeah.
Saw my mom, and my mom's like pretty light. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I remember everyone was like, "Oh, like, you know, like, she's so fair skinned. Like, she's like, yo, your mom's a light skinned bag." Like, blah, blah. I remember you were the only one who said, like, you were like, "Yo, one day, Zoe, you're gonna glow up mm-hmm. and surpass your mom." Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what your skin tone is, whatever. And I was like, yo, Cray's a real one for you. Because all of them were like, oh, like, your mom's just so fun. Like, she likes getting bad. And I'm not light-skinned, so I was like, okay, like, fuck.
Yeah.
And Cray was like, yo, he's like, one day you're going to glow up, and you're going to be, if not at your mom's level, you're going to surpass your mom.
And I put this on the record. I always had love for my dark-skinned women. Yeah. Always did, still. Yeah. And, like, it's funny, because when I, like people in my high school, or our high school, would say, like, they would always assume I'm mixed because, like, I was a lighter skin tone. But mm-hmm. My mom is your skin complexion, and my dad's darker.
Okay.
So I just came out, like, an anomaly. Mm-hmm. And so, like, everyone...
You look really tanned right now. In high school, I feel like you were much lighter.
Yes, and I usually am much lighter. When the winter comes, I'll be back. Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time in the sun. I've been, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I'm tanned right now. But yeah, like, that kind of shit would annoy me inside. So, like, mm-hmm. I understood, like, even though it was kind of a reverse thing, I never thought of dark-skinned girls as being, like, any ugly or anything like mm-hmm. that. Like, I always thought it was just normal. Like, yeah, I don't know, like, I never accounted for that kind of shit. It would be like calling my mom ugly, like, why, you know what I mean?
And, but they don't see it like that.
And niggas did that. So I was like, and I would tell them that, like, yo, so you don't like your mom, fam? Like, mm-hmm. what are you really saying to me right mm-hmm. now, bro?
Right.
Like, you just sound fucked. Pass the ice one more time.
You're really going for it.
Yeah.
Can't trip
I just feel like it was a hell of a 4 years. And it definitely changed.
Just put beer water in
this. I don't know. Like, what is something mm-hmm. like you would change mm-hmm. from your experience at Mayfield? And what is something that you feel like you're grateful for?
Hmm.
If you have any at that.
Change?
I would have fucked off a long time ago instead of, like, just, like, linking my niggas back, like, that were going to DY or HB.
Oh, you would have left Mayfield.
Not left Mayfield. I just would have, like, I feel like when I was in Mayfield, mm-hmm. I felt like I was in a bubble. Like, mm-hmm. how, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of only talked to people at Mayfield. I was focused on trying to develop my craft and acting. Mm-hmm. I feel like what I would have done different now, number one, I wouldn't have taken half as much shit that I took, like, when I 100%. Was at Mayfield. I mm-hmm. probably would have gotten into a few more fights. So maybe I would have gotten kicked out.
Right.
Because there's certain things that, like, people were saying to me, and I kind of mm-hmm. just allowed it because I didn't want to be viewed as that ignorant nigga that just, like,
fighting
or whatever. And then,
kid.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I didn't want to be viewed that way. So I just ate it because I'm like, mm-hmm. yo, I'm at Mayfield. Like, there's opportunities to mm-hmm. whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. yeah, people thought it was like a great thing if you went to Mayfield.
Yeah, you're in the rap program, like, yeah, mm-hmm. you're gonna be whatever. Yeah, you know what
you're
I mean?
So
like,
you're so special.
Yeah,
no,
really.
We're getting called nigger. Slavery over here. Like, fuck.
Oh my god,
legit.
That's funny as hell.
Oh my lord.
But yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's fact. Yeah. I don't know what else I'd change beyond that. I feel like I would have gotten into touch with my culture a lot earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right.
I think for me, what I'm like grateful for, I had family mm-hmm. like at Mayfield. So like, I think I would have been
family at Mayfield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Darnell and Daniel.
Daniel,
who's Daniel?
Darnell's brother.
Daniel.
He's 2 years old.
He would have been two door students.
I keep forgetting that. Like,
yo, Darnell was fine.
I know that. I get it.
Is he still fine?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, because your cousin, sorry.
Like, yo. My girl. Like,
hey, yo, shout out to Darnell, fam. Mandom.
I remember
I have stories.
We'd see Darnell and be like, oh, his skin's so smooth.
And that's another thing with girls, by the way.
You're going to make this guy blow up on Twitter and no one even knows what he looks like.
I will say it. Darnell Johnson was fucking
this girl said the full name.
We get it. We get it.
Oh, Darnell, shout out to you, nigga.
Listen, okay.
He probably still is fine. Okay. Because he don't look like he's going down anytime ever.
Listen, the amount of times where I'd be like walking with Darnell, he's my family. And girls would be preying me, being like, who is this bitch? Like, how dare you? One girl specific, I don't even want to mention her name, but she knows if she watches this, she knows who she is. She came up to me and she was like, hey, Darnell, and then looked at me and didn't even talk to me. Just kind of was like, hmm. And it's continued to talk to Darnell, and Darnell's like, yo, what's up, whatever. It's like, yo, this is my cousin, Diamond. She's like, hi. And I was like, don't even. I was like, you had an in, but now you don't have one. It's like,
well, if he's single and childless. Is he childless?
Yes, he's childless. Okay, well,
I don't think he's single.
He's not. Oh, I mean, that's fucking annoying. We don't know.
Oh, you know, well, if there's doubt.
No, it's not my business. It's not my business.
She goes lighting up the shot right now. It's war zone right now, nigga.
For now, it's not my business. I didn't
say that.
Oh, man. My business. Funny, you ask him.
He's always been fine.
Yeah, so I guess that would be a bonus. I had family, so like they held me down.
That was actually there. Yeah, that is a very good
pick. That's good, yeah.
And
yeah.
To be honest, when I went there for grade 9, Daniel also like had my back there too. Him. Yeah, so.
And that's his brother.
Shout out to fucking Daniel. Yeah, he made me feel like in grade 9, the first few days felt like they were like pretty fucked.
I remember I was terrified. So. Like I saw all the black people, and mind you, I went to like a white school.
Right.
I remember he was like, Diamond. Like, so I went over and was like, oh my God, like this is a lot. Like, yeah. I'm not used to this. But I remember just having them there made me more comfortable to transition into that kind of like space. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, and I didn't, like, I hate to call it Kafka, sorry, but that, the area where, like, all the black people usually sat, like, it was intimidating. Even as a black person, like, I'm like,
no.
Like,
because sometimes I felt like it wasn't loud enough where it wasn't, like, being what I needed to be.
Yeah, because like, sometimes it was rowdy. Yeah, the area was rowdy.
Dominoes running, freestyle battles running, fights running. The amount of fights that happened in that corner.
In that area.
Yeah,
Like, it was, like, every white teacher's nightmare.
Yeah,
they hated it. They'd be like, "Quiet down!"
Fam,
like,
as soon as they see the dominoes come out and they hear like a 1-2 bang, and they're scurrying over. Hey guys, the kids are getting scared.
You guys need to quiet down.
Yo, fam, they're shutting down everything. Shut down everything. They couldn't. Yeah. They couldn't deal with it. Yeah, it was kind of intimidating at first. Like,
what?
It was like all grades there. It wasn't just like that's the reason why I was intimidating. In grade 9, bare like grade 12s and grade 11s. Yeah, yeah, it was different.
Bro, I'm not going over there.
You see some flying guys and you're like, oh, I just want to sit here.
You're like, oh my God, my grade.
I wish it was like another guy like here.
I remember there was, what was his name, Nicholas Lindsay.
I don't know him.
Oh, I think he maybe graduated.
Yeah, he's like he's 2 years.
He's in my grade?
No, he was older. 2 years.
He was 2 years older than you. You know Sabrina Lindsay?
That sounds familiar. But
she was in my grade.
She was our grade. Yeah.
So when I went to that's another person that I have to shout out to because he also helped like make the shit easier for me. When I first went there or whatever, I was the only person that I really knew when I went to Mayfield was Darnell and Daniel and Sabrina, all because we came from like the same middle school/whatever. Those are the guys I came with and Kima.
Right.
So, Nicholas is one of those guys who like helped make it easier transition. He was like a soccer player. He played for TFC.
He played for TFC. Yeah.
I Google him.
I don't know how he looks now though, but like I'm just saying.
He was fine back then. They either glow up or they glow down.
Like facts. I mean, let's hope.
Yeah. When they're fine, they either stay fine or they glow down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Usually.
It's quite disappointing when they glow down.
But it happens.
I mean, I think I glowed up after high school, which I'm very thankful for that. So.
I did. That's not even a.
You hear these girls right now?
Just saying. There are some people who are unfortunate. And they just went downhill after high school.
Yeah, a lot of girls who were. There was one girl who y'all used to gas, a white girl, because she had a fat ass.
I know who you're talking about.
In my grade?
Oh, I know in my grade.
Are you talking about when the weather's up? Or are you talking about a different thing?
Don't.
No, a different thing.
Which one?
She's in your grade.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
okay.
You were one of the people who gassed her because she had a fat ass.
I like fat asses. So
I don't think she's looking too good no more. But
which one are you talking about?
We'll say it off air.
Okay.
I was about to say something.
Say a word. I'm going to be tragic depending on who you're talking about.
I don't think she was a hater too, so I'll say what the fuck.
She was a hater?
She was a hater. She didn't like me for a reason. I don't know.
Wait, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't know a lot of people in your grade.
Because we dated the same guy at one point.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and she was a fucking asshole to me. And I remember she told a guy not to take me to. I remember she was like, I don't want you taking her prom, blah, blah, blah. Like, she was telling everyone that, like, she made sure, like, he would never take me to prom.
Are you for real?
I was like, girl, you're a fucking hater. So, if I ever catch on road, bitch.
Wow.
She definitely glowed down.
She glowed down?
I think she glowed
down. Okay, you have to tell me who this is after.
Good to know! Karma comes back around. High school never dies, asshole.
Interesting.
Hey, yo, by the way, if you see me doing this a lot, it's hot in this bitch right now. Like, yo, this nigga had a bucket of ice in front of a fan.
It's hot still.
But
I think honestly, one thing that I would change is I think I'd be way more vocal about a lot of shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially maybe even more self-aware
and way more self-aware.
Yeah,
yep. Way more self-aware, and I think I'd have a lot of more friends outside of Mayfield.
Yes.
But I was just so scared of like venturing out and having friends outside of my high school.
Because you always felt like, oh, I just need to like, you know, stay with these people.
One thing I will say that was good from Mayfield.
Nothing.
We met each other.
We met each other. And I feel like, I think because of Mayfield, I've become like more in tune with myself. I was pulled out of myself so much that I had to like reel it back in.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that was good about it too. And I had one really good teacher. Her name was, she was Miss Gellert before, but she's Miss Reed now.
Yeah. Miss Gellert's the art teacher.
She was English.
English.
But she's
Miss Good.
And then she went to Miss Reed because I think she got married. She got remarried. Anyways, whatever the case was. Because I follow her on Instagram. She's great. I think she was a teacher who was like,
Was she the one married to the other?
She was married to Mr. Gellert. Yes.
Mm. And I didn't
know. This is so funny that this is going on the podcast.
She married Mr. Gellert. And then they separated. And now she's like remarried and she's like super happy and great.
That's great.
Thriving.
Good for her.
But she was like one of like, she's like my favorite teacher. Like, she's awesome. Like,
there was a couple other teachers that I like, I personally really liked. And I can't remember. It was like a female, it was a black teacher and she teach history.
Miss Minty.
I love Miss Minty.
Love Miss Minty.
And one of my drama teachers changed my life. Oh. I think it was Mr. Kilbertus.
Yes, he was a good one too. I remember. Yeah,
Mr. Kilbertus was like the realest, one of the realest guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That even though like he was kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Is he the black guy?
No, he was white. There was no black teacher.
There was a black. Mav.
That was not a drama teacher.
Mr. Mav was like the. I don't want to say that word, but the coon.
Yeah. Uncle Tom,
black teachers at Mayfield. Mr. Mav was not a good, like, pro
representation.
Black, like,
I never really had him as a teacher, so I don't know.
I had him as a supply.
How did you become a teacher? Yeah. How did you get here? How did this become your profession? Because you suck.
It's true. Very true.
There's bare teachers like that at Mayfield, though.
Yeah. A lot of them.
If Peel Region ever listens to this podcast, they're going to reach out to me, boy.
Yeah, they're super going to reach out to you.
What happened at Mayfield? We got blackface. We have racial slurs. We have covert racism.
Literally.
We have shit t-shirts.
We've been going on for a million years.
Kafrika being called by teachers.
And I'm still indoctrinated with that because I almost came with that in the beginning of the podcast.
Exactly.
I remember I tweeted something about Mayfield. Like, I was pretty passionate about it. And I tweeted, and then some journalist like messaged me in my DMs, and I was like, no, I'm not ready for this.
Well, if anyone wants to hit me up for more, message her.
Shout out to the one, two people, teachers at Mayfield who like really like helped me finish the school, you know what I mean? And gave me dreams and aspirations, you know what I mean, to like continue forth and get to where I am today. Yeah. For the rest of you niggas and people, I don't know what to say to y'all. I hope you guys change. I hope you understand that Black Lives Matter and you take the necessary steps to understand what we're going through and understand your privilege and use that to help us and reach this equilibrium that eventually you're going to reach, you know? Because if you guys don't help, we're just going to do it anyway, so.
And I don't think teachers realize how important their roles are to people becoming themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're like, one wrong comment from a teacher will stick with you forever. Like, derail the stories you. We just told. Yeah, you know what I mean? You. One great experience with the teacher would change me forever. You know what I mean? I'll never forget Mrs. Reed, like, ever. You know what I mean? She was great. Mm-hmm. And she was so open. She was so personal.
Miss Gellert, she taught me...
She was my English teacher twice.
She was my English teacher once, and she taught a writer's craft class.
Oh, maybe.
Did she?
Yeah,
she did, and I did that one. And I like fucking.
I love Miss LaRopa.
Ate that shit.
Ms. Europa was good.
Everyone
she was biology.
She was a bitch. Yeah, she was biology,
she was
but
bitch.
I loved her.
She was
a bitch.
She was just a very straight shooter.
Yeah,
straight shooter.
Was very, very straight.
You know what she
shooter.
Reminds me of? She reminds me, even though you hate Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I don't know why. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, it grew on me still. It's actually a pretty good show. But you know the.
I know what you're about to say.
You know, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? The gay, what's his name, bro? I can't remember his name.
Either.
Clearly, the show's not that good anymore.
Yeah,
but she reminds me of him. Like, he's just a very, like, straight shooter. She has her jokes every once in a while.
She cares. She ended up calling my mom.
Right.
And I was doing really bad in that class. I didn't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She called my mom. And then, like, ever since then, she's like, I didn't want to get you in trouble. Like, she's like, I just genuinely, like, knew, like, you were kind of slipping and you weren't caring. Like, I was telling you stuff and you weren't caring. And she's like, I just need to get your mom involved just so you could get, like, a...
Get your shit
together. And, like, from then, she would always, like, take her time to, like, talk to me.
Yeah.
LaRopa
cared.
Like,
she
LaRopa
cared. Like, she was... She could be, like, a, you know, like, a bit of a damn girl.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
but
like,
she
you
cared.
Too.
She cared. That's what they... She cared
about
her. I didn't even like biology. And she, like, she made it... She made it somewhat
she
enjoyable.
She had a very nasally voice.
She did.
I wish she'd make her jokes like dry as hell. Literally.
She don't like rolling.
Like, you should just tell a joke. Yeah. No,
but
I loved her.
I rate her still.
That's Mayfield
good.
For you.
Yeah. Mayfield's in... How long was this? How long was this so far?
In a nutshell?
An hour
Mayfield in an hour and a half. There you go.
Yeah, that's Mayfield in an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I mean, we all made it out pretty strong.
We did.
And successful and... pro-black still and
knowing
of ourselves, so
yeah,
I'm glad of that. But if one thing I will say, if I could go back and change a few things, I would fucking change a few things. If I could punch a few people, I'd fucking punch a few people.
Yeah, I actually would still.
Yeah.
I have to probably be different for me too.
if I go back to every reunion,
you had a reunion?
No, I was like, if there was a reunion.
They didn't even have those?
Oh my gosh, no.
If there was a Mayfield reunion, fam,
oh my gosh,
scream.
I'm coming back different.
I would definitely
I am coming back different.
With a sign.
With a, yeah, literally.
Of all the names of assholes.
Listen, is this person here?
Yeah, literally.
I don't know if I'd go. Like, I feel like I'd only go if, like, I sold, like, a million records and I just wanted to pull up just to fucking flex.
Yeah.
It's the only reason why I pull up. Realistically, what am I going to, like, who am I going to see at Mayfield? The people that I'd want to see at Mayfield, I don't know if they're even there anymore. I don't know if Mr. Kilbert is still there. Or,
right. Like the teachers.
Yeah, you know? And then the students. I don't really... I mean, I guess. If you guys are pulling up, whatever. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Did I say everything you want to say? Want to unpack anything else?
Yo, you tell me, fam. Yeah. This is your podcast.
I'm good. I think I talked about everything I needed to. I name dropped a few people that I needed to drop. I talked about some people that I needed to talk about.
You know?
I just let everyone know that, make sure you send your kids to a school. I mean, like, high school is high school no matter what. But, I mean, racism is still around.
It's
you
everywhere.
Can see from all of our experiences that it's definitely affected us to this day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not a racist person. I never look at white people, or I don't group white people as, like, less. But, I mean, there's definitely, Mayfield's definitely hindered my relationships with white people, because I've been traumatized.
I feel like all we did was just set standards, like,
right?
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Don't disrespect me, you know what I mean? Like, and like some,
and you can definitely,
you know what I mean? That's
friends,
all that's
relationships and coexist with white people or non-black people, but it's just like there's certain times I'm like, are you gonna say some shit that's gonna upset me?
Yeah,
are you gonna do it?
You're gonna embarrass me at the cookout, fam?
Yeah, exactly. That.
I just don't see why I can't see that word when
we all say it. It's on every song. I don't give a fuck.
There's so many other words.
Yeah.
Say none, bro. Yeah.
So many other words. Or just don't say
I don't really have much else to say. Do you have something to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Your nephew's talking a lot to me. I can tell you that much.
I don't know how.
Yo. Who just brings Ray and nephew with them to everything?
I bring my nephew with me
everywhere.
Zoe's
fucked.
I love Ray and nephew.
Fam, you couldn't think of like
a more
relaxing.
This
is rum. That's
rum.
No, like brown rum. Like, you know, like the typical like.
Like rum.
Just rum. That's just like rubbing alcohol.
I'm a real Jamaican. I don't take shots of this because I'll die. But mixed drink is always my choice.
I
love Ray.
I can't lie. It's good, but
I mean,
not
for just carrying around, you know.
You better sponsor my house. So you can close out. This was a good conversation, though. I'm glad you guys came. Thank you.
No problem.
It was very good. But if anyone has went to Mayfield and wants to
vent,
discuss, or argue, or vent, don't pull up nowhere. you can message me.
Yeah.
Don't pull up nowhere.
Bye.
But you can message me, DM me, express your feelings, whatever you have to say. But I feel like I've seen a lot of black people in great places from Mayfield, so something must have come out of that.
We're doing great. Shout out to the black alumni.
Exactly. Yay. Shout out to the black alumni. But that's it. So yeah, that was my good. You can shout out your ads. Yeah, I always let people shout out like their ads and whatever.
My app.
So extra, fam. Like, yo, you're so extra.
I forgot my app for a second. Sorry. Diamond with two D's at the end. Scott. So, yeah, do that.
Oh, okay. Scott,
that's it.
On what platform?
On Instagram and on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm decent on Twitter.
Okay.
But follow me on Instagram.
Don't kill me. Ray A Y. Why? Why did I just?
Oh, should we spell this? Is that what you're doing?
I said Ray A Y by
accident. You spell Diamond, right?
I'm fucked. Yo, R A Y H M N D. So Ray Hammond. The Hammond is abbreviated on pretty much. It's not complicated. It's very fucking simple. H M N D, meaning Hammond. All right. R A Y H M N D on Twitter, on Instagram, on Spotify, Apple Music. The only difference is on Apple Music and Spotify, there's a space between it, like an actual name. So, y'all follow me up on there. I just dropped a single called Make Money. I've been dropping singles for like the past couple of months, and more is coming out.
Thank you
for Zoe for hosting me.
Yes, of course. And hosting Diamond. Me. I'm not used to this, so this was fun.
This was fun. Yeah. But yeah, anyone listening, this is episode 6. Follow us Instagram, Twitter. On Instagram, it's The Relentless Diaries. And on Twitter, it's just Relentless Diary. And subscribe on YouTube. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, stars. If you want to write one, leave a star or something. A good star, please. Download your episode.
One star?
Yeah. No one's left one star, thank God.
No, okay.
Don't do that.
Leave a star.
Leave a star, but like, you know, a high star.
Yeah, okay,
star.
Yeah, five star. Yeah.
Leave a five star.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But that's it. So thanks, guys, for coming. Let's cheers.
Thanks. No. Can I? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Let's just
do it. We'll just end this here, but we're gonna pour a drink. just,
Okay, I got a little something.
Yeah, we're good.